The question today is, what obligation does the wife have in the home? What obligation does the wife have in the home? We want to look at the Bible and help us to see from this. We've dealt with the obligation of the husband. Now we're dealing with the obligation of the wife in the home. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, as we think about the first thing a wife is to do is to submit to your own husbands. As I've said previously, many times when people, preachers preach on the home, the first thing they say is, wives, submit, wives, submit, wives, submit. You say, I'm getting tired of hearing that. Well, listen, I've just got through dealing with the fact of the husband's obligation, and if they'll meet that responsibility in their home and love their wives like they should and lead in the way like they should and work like they should and in other words, and have a knowledge of women like they should, then there any woman in that situation would be glad to submit to that type of husband. So, husbands, you have the greater responsibility, but if you'll meet your responsibility, then the wife will meet her responsibility or obligation and be submitted to her husband. And so Ephesians 5:22 said, submit to your husbands in the Lord. Now, how are you to do that? He said, as you ought to be submitted unto the Lord, as though he is your Lord. In other words, with a little L. Submit means to come under, to obey. In other words, if you're not submitted to the lordship of your husband, you're not submitted to the lordship of Christ. Now, we find that the Bible gives us an illustration of that over in the book of 2 Peter, 1 Peter, chapter number 1, chapter number 3, verse number 6. We find this about Sarah. It said, even as Sarah, Abraham obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Of course, that's the little L. Whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. In other words, she called him Lord. It doesn't mean she doesn't have a mouth to speak with an ideal or an expression or something to interject. It just means that she recognizes that he's not the boss, but the Lord is his boss. Therefore, also her boss. And she is to be submitted unto him as he is submitted unto the Lord. Ephesians 5:23 and 24, he said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. So therefore, you realize something, the wife should be submitted to her husband. And that involves reverence. Verse number 33 of Ephesians 5 said, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. In other words, she should not put down her husband, no matter how sorry he is or vice versa, because after all, you married him. You married him. Ladies, if you knew the damage that's done to your husband when you put him down, you would never do it again, no matter if it is the truth. And not only the how, as far as the Bible order is concerned, submit to your husband, how do you do that, but the why. In other words, now that principles apply to all. Submitting to a head, whether it be the wife to the husband to Christ, or the children to parents. So submitting to your head is for the sake of the one submitting. In other words, you pray for Jesus' sake. In other words, it's for our sake. We pray that a lot of times, but it's for our sake. You see, in other words, he answers, it's for our sake. It's for our protection and their protection if they submit, as far as the wife is concerned. It's for their protection and their benefit. James 4:8 said, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinner. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. So we see as far as us submitting, drawing nigh to God, it causes us to be protected and have benefits as he draws nigh to us. And so for the wife, to submit is for her protection and her benefit. Not to submit is to be in disobedience, and that is rebellion to God's word. And if you don't submit, it's a rebellion. Rebellion is against the head, is against authority, in other words, is what it amounts to. Now, I know what God said about rebellion in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse number 23. In other words, Saul was talking, had rebelled against, or had disobeyed God, and rebelled against God, didn't do what he said. And Samuel said, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Rebellion is equivalent to witchcraft. It's where they even have satanic worship and sacrifice human beings. So submitting to your head is for the sake of one submitting. Wives, he said that your obligation is to submit to your husband. Submitting also encourages oneness in relationship and intimacy. Verses 28 through 31, he said this of Ephesians 5, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. So it speaks of Christ and us. We ought to be so wrapped up in him that we think alike, in other words. I'm talking about the Lord. And the same thing ought to be true with the wife and the husband. We ought to get to the point we think alike. Genesis 2:23 said, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she's taken out of man. And also submitting is to be complete. Verse number 24 of Ephesians chapter 5, therefore as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wife be to their husbands in everything. That's referring in context to the Lord. In other words, he also said, wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. If you're saved, you see, we're crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In other words, Paul was dead to self, and we should be dead to self if we're saved, and should be so wrapped up in the goals and the ambitions and desires that Christ has for us that we should be a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1 said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, I'm not talking about something immoral, submitting. I'm talking about, but wives ought to so be wrapped up in the goals and the ambition and desires that Christ has given the husband that she would submit in everything, he said. Now, number four, submitting places the burden of reconciliation on the head. Bible talks about the reconciliation of Christ as we see, I'll not read all of it, but in Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 14 through verse number 18, and it mentions this, wherefore, verse 17, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Reconciliation means to be made compatible. Living together harmoniously. Agreement. It means peace. It means to make friendly again. Now, we were broken in Adam, but we're made one again in Christ. And when we apply this, as far as the reconciliation to the head, wives, when you submit to your husbands, this puts him on him the responsibility to meet your need. The need is for the home to stay in agreement, living together harmoniously as head. It's your responsibility to make the first move to get things reconciled, husbands. Yet you stand there with your lip pooched out, and in other words, she did it, but you need to confess, even if you didn't do it. It's your responsibility to make the first move to make reconciliation. And so on, something. Number five, submitting does not suggest involuntary slavery. You said, "I'd submit. If I submit, I'll just be a slave." Well, we are bond slaves to Jesus, but it's voluntary slavery, you see, to him. Submitting should arise out of love, not law. Likewise, when you leave to cleave, you said by your action, I'm willing to become his bond slave. Submitting, number six, is the supreme act of faith. When we acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, it takes faith. God's got to grant it. I understand that. And it's before we can ever exercise it. But it requires total reliance upon the goodness, the sovereignty, and the care of the head, and that's the Lord. It takes faith, then, for a wife to obey God's plan and submit totally to a husband whose habits and past behavior have not been good, and then leave the consequences to God. Not talking about going against the Bible and doing immoral things, but you say, how far does this submission thing go? Well, as I said in 1 Peter 3:6, Sarah called Abraham Lord. And so he said, wives, your responsibility, your obligation to the husband in the home is to submit to your husband. Number two, Your obligation is to be of service to the household. You see, mamas, you need to teach this to your children by example. Not servant, but service. You see, a cowboy out west one time made this statement about his horse. He said, if you'll treat her treat your wife like a quality broodmare, they are to be, in other words, they're taken care of, by the way. She said she won't turn out to be a nag. So the cowboy in essence said, if you'll treat your wife like a quality broodmare, she won't turn out to be a nag. If you want her to be an angel, quit treating her like a devil. You say, I thought we're dealing with Bible order for the wives, or the obligation of the wives. I am. But you see, she's to be of service of the household, and it's your responsibility have the greater responsibility. And so, as I think about this, and he also says here, and here's the really the biblical career for a young woman here. And if women would get in this, wives would get in this, what the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5, verse 14, then our homes would be a lot better place to be in, if you please. Our country would be a lot better off. You know what the biblical career of a young woman is? In 1 Timothy 5:14, and I'll deal more with this in part number two, but he said, I will therefore that younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. See, nowhere in the Bible does God tell you to have a career out in this world. Nowhere. Now, I know dealing in context with young widows here in 1 Timothy 5:14, but it applies to us today. There's an application, and this verse is in the right biblical order here as it's bringing it out. In other words, he said, and we have a generation today who want to go backwards. They want to, you see, the verse says to marry, then bear children. And this generation we're living in today wants to bear children and then marry. So what they call trial marriage. Listen, the home is to be established by the Maker, entered by matrimony, and end in the mortuary. But your obligation, wives, is in the responsibility or obligation in the home for a wife is to be to submissive to her husband, but submit to her husband, and then, of course, you come to the place to be of service to the household. We'll deal more with that in the next message here on the radio broadcast. We have these series on tapes and CDs. Be glad, the whole home series, be glad to send them to you free of charge. Just look up on our website, www.thepersuader.org, and we'll be glad to send them to you for the glory of God. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.